Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
I thank the Lord Allah. I ask Him for help and guidance and forgiveness for our sins. For those whom Allah guides are the guided ones, and those whom Allah does not guide are the misguided ones. I believe and confidently affirm that Allah is the only God, and that Prophet Muhammad is His slave and messenger. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, who was sent to bring mercy to the world, to guide and to warn and to give good tidings. He delivered the message and gave the best advice to the world. We ask Allah to reward him on our behalf. Allah the Almighty said in the Holy Quran, Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Qalam about the owners of a great garden who did not obey His orders. Thus Allah deprived them of the garden as a punishment for their evil deeds. This story takes place in Yemen, which was known for its fruitful gardens and fertile land near its capital Sana'a. There, a pious man lived the good life with his children. He had a large area of land with different types of vegetation, numerous trees, and an abundance of fruits. Palm trees, vineyards, and rich foliage made it a joy to behold. Those who visited it did so for relaxation and the enjoyment of its splendor. This pious man, who was a Muslim follower of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, was grateful for what Allah had blessed him with. During harvest time, he used to call on the reaper and his helpers to reap the crop and pick the fruits. Then, as he did every year, he would invite the poor and the needy of the region. He never stopped them from entering his property, and always gave them a great share of the crop. One poor man would fill the containers that he had brought with him, and another would load his share in his clothing. Later, they would be allowed to take whatever the scythe has missed, whatever had fallen off the rugs during the gathering of wheat, whatever the harvester had left behind, and the dates that were scattered amongst the palm trees during the picking. The old man allowed them to take it all year after year. However, the pious man had some greedy children who could not bear to see their father's money being distributed amongst the people like that, and their father's fields wide open to the needy ones, and that they themselves were treated just like everyone else. So one of them greedily said to his father, By spending so much on the poor, you deprive us of our share of your money and leave us with too little to spend. Another son said, We might become poor after you pass away, needing other people and begging them for money. Then a third son was about to talk, when his father interrupted him saying, You all have wrong assumptions and illusions. All this money is Allah's money, and He has ordered to give shares to the poor and the needy in charity and as zakah. By constantly doing this, my money increased and became blessed. I have been doing this since I was young and kept it up as I grew older. So would I quit now that I have become an old man and so close to dying? The pious man did indeed die soon after, and left behind his children and his wide land. Time passed by quickly, and it was soon time for harvest again. The poor and the needy people expected their shares as they had been used to. However, when the stingy sons got together to prepare for harvest, one of them said to the others, "We shall no longer give the poor people anything from our garden, and it shall no longer be a haven to passers-by. Thus, our money and our riches will increase." However, the second son, who was a decent good doer like his late father, advised, "You are about to do what you think is more beneficial for you, yet it is evil and will destroy your garden from its roots up. If you deny the needy and those who deserve zakah their rights, I fear for you punishment from Allah." Unfortunately, however, they didn't listen to their brother's wise advice. They secretly agreed amongst themselves to wake up very early next morning, well before other people had risen, go to their garden, pick its fruits, and reap its harvest, then divide it amongst themselves, leaving nothing for the poor people. Allah eternally knew about their conspiracy. He sent Angel Jibreel that same night to destroy their garden. Consequently, their vegetation was pulled off, their shrubs burned down, their leaves dried out, and their field became as black as night itself. The sun rose just as they came to their garden, and they saw what had happened to their field, and confusedly wondered, "Is this our field? We had left it green and fruitful just last night. This doesn't seem to be our field. We have probably lost our way." But their virtuous brother explained to them, "Oh, it is your garden. Yet you were deprived of it before you deprived the poor ones, and punished for your stinginess. Allah the Almighty said in the Holy Quran, 'فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ Subsequently, they started blaming each other. The first one said to another, "You suggested forbidding the needy people." Another one accused, "You tempted us with depriving them." And another one blamed, "You warned us of poverty." And the last one said, "You tempted us with saving money." Fortunately, however, they all soon realized what they had done and said regretfully, "O Allah, we disobeyed you by deciding not to pay the zakah." As they admitted their sin, showing remorse and regret and asking for forgiveness, Allah the Merciful forgave them. They said, "Should Allah replace us with better land, we shall do as our father did." They prayed to Allah, begged Him, and repented. Allah replaced it that very night with better land and ordered Jibreel to pull out the brother's burnt-up field and transfer it to a faraway place and take an abundant and fruitful field from the land of Sham and replace it with it. Thus, the blessings were clear with enormous vines. So they started doing what their father had done before, not prohibiting any poor or needy from their land, and purifying their money and themselves in the ways Allah ordered. Allah knows best. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a threat for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward. This world is a threat for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, Lessons About the Belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.